Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving deep into the wild world of fintech and the hair-pulling challenges of microservices testing.
Tell me about it. Testing in fintech is like walking a tightrope over a pit of alligators.
Exactly. One wrong step and it's regulatory penalties, financial losses, the whole shebang.
So what's the main culprit here?
Staging environments. They're crucial for mimicking real-world conditions, but scaling them with microservices is a nightmare.
I see. So it's not enough to just spin up more environments.
Nope. This article talks about a fintech company that tried that and just ended up with more complexity and inconsistencies. It's like trying to herd cats, you know?
Makes sense. So what's the magic bullet?
Sandboxes, my friend. Think of them as lightweight, isolated testing setups dynamically created from a shared baseline.
Interesting. So like cloning a perfect staging environment on demand?
Precisely. This way, every developer and QA team gets their own playground without the insane overhead of managing separate, fully compliant environments.
But what about security and compliance? Are sandboxes really up to snuff?
Absolutely. They inherit the same compliance and configuration as the baseline environment, so you get the fidelity of a full staging environment with the agility of a lightweight setup.
That's pretty ingenious. Any real-world examples of this working?
They mention Brex, another fintech company. Apparently, they used Signadot's sandboxing solution and saw massive improvements in development speed and developer satisfaction.
So sandboxes are the key to unlocking innovation and keeping regulators happy.
It seems so. By ditching monolithic staging environments for these dynamic sandboxes, fintech companies can seriously boost their competitive edge.
Well, that's a game changer. Any downsides to this approach?
The article doesn't really go into downsides. It mostly focuses on the benefits, but I suppose managing the baseline environment could still be complex. It's just a single point of failure, right?
Good point. Something to keep in mind.
Definitely. Overall, it sounds like a promising solution to a major pain point in fintech.
Agreed. Thanks for breaking it down.
My pleasure. And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time with more insights on cooking, technology, and finance. Goodbye.
Goodbye.